Section 4. Signals, signs and pavement markings. Traffic signals, signs and pavement markings apply to everyone on a roadway or highway, and they are the primary way of regulating, warning or guiding traffic on all roadways. Failing to obey the traffic control devices is a major cause of crashes. The driver of a vehicle approaching an intersection controlled by a traffic control device may not drive across private property or leave the roadway for the purpose of avoiding a traffic control device. The only exceptions to obeying all traffic control devices are emergency situations when directions from a police officer or other emergency personnel take priority. Uniformed school crossing guards also have the authority to direct traffic at locations near schools. When a traffic signal is not working, you are now required to stop at a clearly marked stop line, or if there is no clearly marked stop line, before entering any crosswalk, or if there is no clearly marked stop line or crosswalk, before entering the intersection, and yield to any vehicle or pedestrian in the intersection, and remain stopped until it is safe to enter and continue through the intersection. If the street lights are not functioning, be sure to keep your headlights on to assist you with visibility and to ensure others can see you as well. A. Traffic signals. 1. Steady red signal. Come to a complete stop at the stop line or, if there is no stop line, prior to the crosswalk and before entering the intersection, and remain stopped as long as the signal is red. Unless a sign prohibits turning on red, after coming to a complete stop, you may turn right or you may turn left from a one-way street to another one-way street. When turning on a red signal, you must yield the right of way to pedestrians and all other traffic. 2. Steady yellow signal. This means that the signal is changing from green to red. Its purpose is to provide time for approaching traffic to stop safely and to clear other vehicles from the intersection before the signal turns red. If you are too close to the intersection to stop safely, continue through the intersection with care. 3. Steady green signal. Proceed with caution after you have checked first to see that other vehicles have cleared the intersection. When it is safe to proceed, you may enter the intersection to go straight ahead or turn unless a sign or additional signal prohibits the turn. You must yield to pedestrians and vehicles already in the intersection. 4. Steady red arrow signal. If you intend to move in the direction indicated by the arrow, come to a complete stop before reaching the stop line, crosswalk, or intersection. Remain stopped as long as the arrow signal is red. 5. Steady yellow arrow signal. This means that the movement indicated by the arrow is ending. You should slow down and proceed with caution. 6. Steady green arrow signal. Proceed with caution in the direction the arrow points. Remember that you must yield to all pedestrians and vehicles already in the intersection. 7. Flashing red signal. Come to a complete stop at the stop line or, if there is no stop line, prior to the crosswalk and before entering the intersection. Yield to all other traffic and pedestrians. Proceed when the way is clear. If an alternately flashing red signal is located at a railroad crossing, you must come to a complete stop, even if you do not see a train, and proceed when the way is clear. 8. Flashing yellow signal. You must slow down and proceed with caution. 9. Flashing red arrow signal. Come to a complete stop before reaching the stop line, crosswalk, or intersection and yield to all other traffic and to pedestrians. Proceed in the direction of the arrow when the way is clear. 10. Lane use signals. These signals are used to control traffic flow by reversing a lane's direction during different hours of the day. The lanes and their directions may be marked with signs, signals, and markings. You must never drive in a lane under a red signal. You are permitted to drive in a lane under a green arrow signal. A steady yellow signal means a driver should move out of the lane as soon as safely possible. A flashing yellow signal or two-way left turn arrows mean that a driver is permitted to use the lane for a left turn. It is likely that you will be sharing the lane with left-turning vehicles coming from the opposite direction. B. Traffic signs. Traffic signs use both symbols and word messages to convey information to road users. You should be able to quickly identify traffic signs by their shapes and colors as well as by the words, numbers, or the symbols on them. 1. Sign colors. The principal background color of a traffic sign can tell you at first glance what kind of information it has to offer. A. Red, prohibitive. Stop, yield, do not enter, or wrong way. B. Yellow. General warning of what to expect ahead. C. White, regulatory. Such as speed limit, keep right, and some guide signs. D. Orange, construction and maintenance work area warning. E. Green. Guidance information. Destinations, distances, and directions. F. Blue. Road user services. Such as food, gas, rest area signs. G. Brown, recreation and cultural interest areas. H. Fluorescent yellow green, school, pedestrian and bicycle signs. I. Fluorescent pink, emergency traffic incidents. J. Black, certain regulatory signs, such as one-way signs, and changeable message signs. 2. Sign shapes. The shape of a traffic sign can tell you as much about the sign's message as its color. In poor visibility conditions, such as heavy fog, you may be able to make out only the shape of a sign, which could convey valuable information. A. Octagon. Stop. The octagonal, eight-sided, shape always means stop. You must come to a complete stop. B. Triangle. Yield. Slow down and, if necessary, stop to give the right of way to vehicles and pedestrians. C. Diamond. Warning. These signs warn you of special conditions or hazards ahead. You may have to slow down, so be ready to take appropriate action. D. Rectangle. Regulatory or guide. Vertical signs are generally used to give instructions or tell you the rules of the road. In the horizontal position, the signs generally give directions or information. E. Pentagon. School zone and school crossing. The pentagon, five-sided, shape warns you of school zones and marks school crossings. F. Pennant. No passing. Indicates the start of a no-passing zone. G. Round. Railroad warning. Used to warn that there is a railroad crossing ahead. H. Crossbuck. Highway, rail grade crossing. Identifies the location of a railroad crossing. I. Trapezoid. Recreation and cultural interest areas and national forest routes. 3. Regulatory signs. These signs provide notice to road users of traffic laws, and they must be obeyed. A. Eight-sided sign, white letters on red. The stop sign is the only eight-sided sign you will see on the highway. When you come to a stop sign, you must make a complete stop at the stop line. If there is no stop line, stop before entering a crosswalk. If there is no stop line or crosswalk, stop before entering the intersection. Before starting, you must yield the right of way to other vehicles and pedestrians. You may not proceed until it is safe to do so and until the way is clear to completely pass through the intersection. B. Three-sided sign, red letters and white. You will see no other signs of this shape on the highway. Slow down as you approach a yield sign. Look to the left and the right. Yield to pedestrians and vehicles. Once you have yielded to vehicles or pedestrians, you may proceed only when you can do so safely. C. Rectangular, four-sided, signs, black on white. These signs are used to regulate traffic. This particular sign tells you the maximum speed limit for the stretch of highway where it is posted. 4. Overhead lane use signs. These signs are placed above the roadway to provide direction on the specific use of lanes or to provide destination or directional information. 5. Traffic warning signs. These signs provide notice to road users of a situation that might not be readily apparent. 6. Route marker signs. These signs identify the route number and the type of roadway. 7. Service information and guide signs. These signs identify the commercial business, product or service offered at particular exits. 8. Mile marker signs. These are located every mile on interstate roadways to serve as a location point for drivers when they need assistance. C. Highway pavement markings. Highway markings, used alone or to supplement other traffic control devices, provide important guidance and information to drivers without requiring them to divert their attention from the roadway. You should recognize all of the following pavement markings and understand what they mean. Lines may be extra wide in some locations and/or supplemented by reflective markers attached to the road surface to increase the visibility of the lines and to give them greater emphasis. 1. Types of line markings. Single broken white, separation of lanes where travel is in the same direction, and crossing from one lane to the other is permitted, for example, lane lines on multi-lane roadways. Single broken yellow, separation of lanes where travel is in opposite directions, and where passing with care is permitted, for example, centerline on two-lane, two-way roadways. Single solid white, marks the right edge of the roadway and the separation of lanes where travel is in the same direction, but where lane changing is discouraged. Also used in advance of obstructions that may be passed to either side, for example, right edge lines and lane lines at intersection approaches. Single solid yellow, marks left edge lines on divided highways, one-way roads, and ramps. Double, side-by-side, solid white, separation of lanes where travel is in the same direction and lane changing is prohibited. May be used to separate general travel lanes from adjacent preferential lanes, such as HOV lanes. Also may be used in advance of obstructions that may be passed on either side. Double, side-by-side, solid yellow, separation of lanes where travel is in opposite directions and passing is prohibited in both directions. Left turn maneuvers across this marking are permitted. Also used in advance of obstructions that may be passed only on the right side. Double, side by side, broken yellow, marks the edges of reversible lanes. Solid plus broken yellow, separation of lanes where travel is in opposite directions and passing is permitted with care for traffic adjacent to the broken line, but prohibited for traffic adjacent to the solid line. Used on two-way roadways where passing is permitted in only one direction. Also used to mark edges of two-way left turn lanes, solid lines on the outside, broken lines on the inside. Single dotted yellow or white, extension of lines through intersections. Color the same as that of the line being extended. Also used to separate turn, entrance and exit lanes from through lanes. 2. Other pavement markings. Other highway pavement markings are critical to safe driving and it is important to recognize and understand them as well. They include A. Stop lines. White, solid lines that indicate where a vehicle is to stop for a STOP sign or red traffic signal. B. Yield lines. Rows of small triangles extending across the lane that indicate where a vehicle is to yield to other vehicles or pedestrians. C. Word and symbol markings. Arrow markings to designate lane use, lane reductions, and direction of travel. Markings used with arrows or other word messages to advise that only the movement indicated may be made from the lane in which the message is shown. School, and RXR, markings to warn drivers that they are approaching school areas and railroad crossings. 3. Pavement markings for bicycles and pedestrians. Bicycles share most of Maryland's roads with motor vehicles without specific traffic signs or pavement markings. Some roads, mostly in urban areas, do have shared use lane markings, see photos. These markings alert motorists that bicyclists may be on the road, indicate to bicyclists where to ride, and discourage bicycling in the wrong direction. Some roads have pavement markings that show lanes specifically designated for the exclusive use of bicycles. Solid or broken white lines separate these bike lanes from motor vehicle travel lanes. You may see bike lanes marked with bike lane signs or by a combination of bicycle symbols and arrows. Where parallel parking is allowed, similar lines may separate the bicycle lanes from the parking lanes. Pedestrian crosswalk lines are white, solid lines that emphasize pedestrian crossing points. Crosswalks may have additional lines between the white, solid lines or in place of the parallel lines.